I cannot bear to live any longer. Indeed, while Agrippa, who is the son of that Aristobulus, who was condemned to death by his father, and who had himself known such helpless poverty that the necessities of life had entirely failed him, and who had set out on his voyage to escape from his creditors, has returned as a king. While yet you yourself, the boy of a king, and whose royal birth has called you to claim an equal government, rest content to live like a commoner to the end of your life. O Herodes, even if you were not previously distressed about being lower in rank than the father from whom you sprang, now, at least, I beg of you, reach out for the dignity to which you were born. But do not idly admit defeat by letting a man who used to do service to your wealth now have higher honor than you, nor demonstrate that his poverty was able to purchase greater excellence than our abundance, nor regard it as anything but a disgrace to be second to those who were but yesterday dependent on your mercy for survival. Instead, let us go to Roma, and let us spare neither pains nor expense of either silver or gold, since there is no better use for them than the acquisition of a kingdom. For indeed, since he has made Agrippa a king from a commoner, would he surely hesitate to make you one from a tetrarch?
O Emperor, these are both highly generous words, and those which are befitting of your dignity. But my goodwill toward my husband hinders me from enjoying your kind gift. It is not right for me, who have shared in his prosperity, to abandon him when he has been brought down to these misfortunes.